State lawmakers have to redraw the political boundaries for assembly and senate seats every decade after new census figures come out. This redistricting always starts a heated political fight because those lines go a long way toward deciding the balance of power in state government. These disputes almost always end up in court. After the last time that happened, justices decided they'd consider planning ahead for the next redistricting fight. During an open conference yesterday, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley was among those who favored keeping that option open.
This is the job of the legislature. Everyone agrees. The legislature should do it. But I think we close our eyes to the reality if we think the legislature is going to do it.
A group of academics appointed by the court came up with a plan that would have a panel of appeals judges draw the map the next time legislators reach an impasse. The Supreme Court would then resolve any disputes. But Justice David Prosser said that amounted to the court injecting itself into the legislative process. Prosser is a former legislator and said redistricting often decides who will be elected and who will be defeated.
Do you, brothers and sisters, want to be the body that does that to a co-equal branch of government? It's almost a conflict for us to make these decisions.
Prosser and the court's three other conservative justices voted to scrap any redistricting plans. That basically means the court will consider any legal challenges as they come. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.